Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
For many more years to come, these are the words that can be heard across Bulgaria throughout January. Maybe because of the belief that has come down to us that well-wishing during the first month of the year energizes the other 11 months. If January is cold, that means the year will be a healthy one. The thicker the snow, the bigger the loaf is a saying widespread in this country to this day, meaning the thicker the snow cover, the more bountiful the year. The snow protects the roots of the trees, the seeds and the wheat planted. In folk tales, it is compared to a shroud or a warm blanket. Ice, on the other hand, is said to tuck in waters and fish. There are numerous beliefs and legends about snow. In this edition of Folk Studio, we bring you some of them. Once people believed that they could predict what the weather would be like throughout the year by the weather in January. The weather forecasts would be clothed in the words January without snow, July without rain, and also snow on New Year's Day, rain on St. Peter's Day. What was deemed most important was what happened during the first month of the year, and especially on the first day. If the branches of the trees were frosted, that meant the year would be plentiful. If there was fine snow, the bees would gather much honey. If the snowflakes were big, there would be more beetles in summer. The most popular legend of all is that, at the beginning, snow was flour. But one careless woman wiped her child with it. That made God angry, and he turned it into a frosty blanket. In folklore and Christian beliefs, the snowflakes that fall are pieces of God's white shirt, or of the angels. The snow had as its masters Saint Demeter, Saint Nicola, and Saint Athanasius, who are known as winter saints. There are different legends for each, but they have one thing in common. Snowflakes are said to fall from their long beards or out of their loose-fitting sleeves. In some parts of the country, stories are told according to which it is Saint Demeter and Saint Athanasius who carry the snow around the country in sacks, and when the time comes, let it drop to the ground. The first snow, whatever the day or month, is said to possess the ability to heal. To this day, there are people who go out and roll in it or wash their faces with it for health. Some believed this would ward off headache and back pain during the summer toil. If the snow comes and goes when it should, that is a good thing. If not, this muddles up the farming cycle and the life cycle of all creatures. The result? Famine, penury and hardship, especially for the poor.
Сиромаси сълзи ронеха, един си други му говорят, зимата е зла. Зърното му е два гроша. Как ще си деца? Кръчме седяха, един си, други думаха, тая е зима за нази. Скъпо ще жито даваме, аргати ефтини ще вземаме.
The last snow is known as stork snow because it holds the promise of the coming spring and birds of passage. Stork snow falls in big flakes, in cocoons. According to popular belief, these cocoons are an indication that the storks are heading towards our lands. In folklore terminology, there are several different kinds of snow. When there is snow with no wind, it is called silent snow. If there is wind, a blizzard, it is called fortuna. The snow that melts right away is called southerly snow because it comes with the southerly wind. Many traditional wise words describing all things transient are connected with snow. Of them, we say to this day that they are as permanent as the snow of yesteryear.
Серце із маря.